I'm Rona Tarrant. The Catholic Church in Texas has released the names of almost 300 priests who it said had been credibly accused of child sex abuse over nearly eight decades. The names were posted online by all 15 of the state's dioceses. In a statement, Cardinal Daniel DiNardo said releasing the names was the right thing to do and aimed to offer healing and hope to those who have suffered. There are more than 8.5 million Catholics in Texas and more than 1,300 parishes in the 15 dioceses. A bill that would have allowed late-term abortions in Virginia has been heavily criticised. The Democratic-sponsored measure sought to allow abortions at any point during pregnancy, including up until the point of childbirth, if the mother's physical or mental safety are at risk. The bill failed to be voted out of subcommittee on Monday. President Trump also criticised the bill but said it would lift up the pro-life movement. Temperatures have risen slightly today after a polar vortex brought record lows to parts of the US. The New York Times reports that at least 21 deaths are believed to be related to the adverse weather, including a student from the University of Iowa. The sustained cold taxed energy systems across the Midwest, leading to some power failures and urgent calls to customers to reduce the heat in their homes. President Trump has said the U.S. has made tremendous progress after 2 days of trade talks with China, but the White House has emphasized the two sides still faced a hard deadline of March 1st to avoid another sharp escalation in their trade war. Economists say that prospect, which would mean more than doubling U.S. tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods, would be a body blow to the global economy. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit dailycatholicnews.org.